This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Vaccines protect against disease, but the way vaccines are formulated and delivered with an adjuvant may also protect people from dementia. An adjuvant is a substance added to vaccines to boost the body's immune response to make the vaccine more effective. A UK-US study of 436,000 patients found that vaccines containing the AS01 adjuvant, like the Shingrix vaccine for shingles and Arexvy for RSV, show a 29% lower dementia risk over 18 months, suggesting that the adjuvant itself may offer brain protective benefits for patients taking vaccines. An assault at an Antarctic base could be a warning for future travelers to Mars. The conflict among people living in extreme isolation and confined quarters is a concern for interplanetary Mars mission planners. A tense situation arose among members of an isolated base in Antarctica, the South African Antarctic Research Base, the SANA-4, which hosts a 9-member team made up of a doctor, scientists, and engineers who spend 10 months in isolation during the harsh, dark southern winter. Antarctica is often used as an analog for Mars because it is a desolate, remote place. An altercation between one of the team members and the leader resulted in a physical attack, death threats, and sexual harassment. South African government officials say the team is undergoing mediation and the attacker has written a formal apology. The statement from officials says the issue is considered resolved and the team will not need to be evacuated. But this type of conflict among people living in extreme isolation and confined quarters is a concern for planners of a much longer human mission to Mars. Travel to the Red Planet using any currently available technology will take roughly 7 months one way. Once the crew arrives, they'll have to remain there alone for almost another year, waiting for Earth to come around its orbit so it's on the same side of the Sun as Mars for a return trip. Then it will take another 6 or 7 months to journey home for a round-trip journey of 750 to 1,000 days. That's 2.5 to 3.5 years. During that entire voyage, the crew will be completely on their own, confined to their spacecraft in interplanetary space and to the habitat on the surface of Mars. The isolation is aggravated by a communication lag. It can take up to 20 minutes for a radio signal to cover the distance between Mars and Earth. A great deal of research among crews on the International Space Station has focused on the physical effects of long-duration spaceflight, such as the loss of calcium in bones, muscle atrophy, and vision problems. Many of these issues can be compensated with daily exercise while in space. NASA has also explored questions of psychological health on the ISS, though not for the extreme lengths of time a Mars mission would take. Developing the hardware to reach Mars and survive in the hostile environment will be difficult, but interplanetary travel will also require extensive psychological training and screening to ensure that a crew can get along before they step aboard a rocket for a multi-year voyage. The trouble with the team at the South African Antarctic Research Base, the SANA-4, illustrates that not just interplanetary engineering and life support must be considered, but the very real human relationship aspect of long and stressful travel and coexistence times. Bozeman's Community Development and Strategic Services Department has debuted a new tool to find information about development in the city. The Community Development Building Data Dashboard will allow people to access data about approved building permits and the number of dwelling units in real time without having to make a formal request. The dashboard is available at bozeman.net through the Planning Department page. It contains data from 2020 and is meant to be used in conjunction with the existing Community Development Map. The City of Bozeman also launched an affordable housing dashboard, which shows all of the long-term deed-restricted affordable housing units that have been generated in Bozeman over the past 3 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.